It's a brilliantly sunny, gusty day on St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Stanley Barry has backed his motorboat into an opening in this quiet mangrove bay. He's one of the island's traditional French fishermen. He's lean, bronzed, and bare-chested.
I'm going yellowtail snapper tonight. I'm doing night fishing. See what could catch something tonight, God's spare life.
Barry says the red mangroves that ring this bay serve as a sort of daycare for the young fish he'll eventually catch.
If you have to snorkel around and check it out, you'll notice that all these old fish is different type of grouper, snapper, you name it, all comes on. All the baby ones come and hang around, and they sort of big fish don't eat them and protects them. It's real good for the fish to come and spawn in here and stuff.
Mangroves' dry branches are home to birds and lizards. Their roots prevent sediment from the land from seeping into the water. And mangroves provide a buffer zone that protects inland areas from storms moving in from the ocean. As important as they are, these mangroves are at risk. David Olson is director of the U.S. Virgin Islands Division of Fish and Wildlife. He says island natives understand the value of the mangroves, but he says developers aren't as appreciative. One company wants to rip out the red mangroves on this bay for new construction.
They would basically line the entire area with condominiums, have docks basically filling the entire bay, eliminate all the traditional use, and plant a little fringe of black mangroves.
Olson says developers have to leave some mangroves in their plans because the islands have a no-net loss policy for wetlands. But the black mangroves they want to plant don't grow in the water. That means they wouldn't serve as fish nurseries. This is hardly an isolated incident.
We have lost in the Virgin Islands probably 50% of our mangrove areas over the last half a century.
Rafe Boulon is chief of resource management for the Virgin Islands National Park. He says mangroves are often filled with dirt for new construction.
Anytime people fill land, typically they're filling mangroves because they're selecting nice calm bays, and that's where the mangroves are.
Boulon says mangroves are in much better shape here on St. John, a 30-minute ferry from St. Thomas. That's because most of this island is a national park. If you want to see firsthand why mangroves are so important, all you need is a mask and snorkel. The water's kind of murky and golden from fallen leaves, but it's rich with sea life.
Okay, so we just got out of the water, and we saw probably a dozen different species of juvenile varieties of the fish you see when you snorkel or dive out in the deep water. And they're darting among the mangroves and chasing each other. Really, really playful.
Boulon says for people new to the islands, mangroves can seem like a swamp. They release methane as leaf litter decomposes, and the roots collect trash that floats in from sea.
So hence, if they're dirty and smelly, there's no really good purpose for them. However, they're a very, very important ecosystem here.
The trick is to convince the scores of people who are building new homes in the Virgin Islands of the value of mangroves, including a new wave of retiring baby boomers. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld in St. John.